Maybe just one question. Yeah, go on. Yes.
We like to know which ceremony you made down there.
The practice making charity drink nectar. What do you give the water? But actually, the chanting the mantra that transforms for the pratas, the hungry ghost to see some nectar. So not only that, it purifies the nidhikama. They find drink and they stop the suffering, most unbearable suffering of hunger, thirst. So, and all that, the one greatest gift for them. This time, there's a they're born as hungry ghost spirit, you see. So, not only purify the nidhikama, you see, that's one thing, but then it causes them to get higher birth, as a devil or human birth. So, and then it's possible that then can't say body, but some may be possible, you know, with Dharma. So, so that's the, I think that's the best gift for them. So, so the six realms, the things, the hungry ghost, see, the one from the six realms, see, the one. So, the heaviest suffering is hunger, thirst. So, due to the past heavy nidhikama, they don't get food, even a spoon of food they don't get, you see, for hundreds of years and thousands of years, even 10,000 years, they don't find even a spoon of food, and they don't find drink for so long. Even mark of water, they can't find on the ground. Even mark of water, you see, damnness they don't find. So, and then the place, you see. How they say their place. for us human beings, you know, beautiful place, nice place, where, you know, gardens or trees or nice like this, but this is our view. This is our view. See? Their view. In their view, they don't see these things. In their view, like brass. When the brass is burned by hot sun, you see, it was so hot, you know, so hot. So like that, they you see hungry ghost to see presence. It's the same. I mean, even the same place where you, human beings, as we see, a beautiful place. Like this, you see, nice. But at the same place, they don't see that. Because what we see is according to our, if something, what we see nice, Green and a lot of plants, and so nice to see. That's a production of all the karma. Then pass. Then there, what they see is what they see, how they see the area, the place is a production of the karma past. You see. So totally different. The similar for even for human beings, you see some modern, weather or what's it, find very hot, you see, very sweet and very hot, you know. But at the same time, some other human beings, they don't find them as hot. This happens. Yeah. Either in the house or in the outside, you see. Find different, you see. So is there, for somebody pleasant, for somebody unpleasant, you see. It's a production of their past karma. So it's, even for human beings, different experiences. You see. So, I mean, yeah, for many people, as I mentioned before, one person, how they look at it, they see different, you know, not everybody have the same view of the person. The one person, when the 100 people, 200 people, 1,000 people look at that one person, they have different view. So, same place, country, or some, you see, even place, the same, different view. For some, find it very beautiful, extremely beautiful, for some, very boring or very not interesting. So, very different. So, it's a how you see, so it's a it's according to your own say mind, according to your own say I mean one thing is as I'm mentioning the what kind of concept, what kind of mind you thought you generate. When you see the object, depend on that. In this moment, how you see the object, and depends on this moment, the mind, way of thinking. But basically, as I mentioned before, karma, the past karma. So, so that. So anyway, for them, the even place unbelievable, so hot, like copper burned and sun, ground or like that, so it'd be very unpleasant, see. So it'd be so forth, that. So anyway, they are unpleasant. So the pathas, so some due to some past heavy karma, could not find even a spoon of food for hundreds, thousands of years, and even drop water can't find for so long, you see. And they say, their body is just the most unbearable, so pitiful, terrible, the pitiful. their limbs are very dry, dry wood, tiny, and then they bury it's like mountains, like huge mountains, like huge valley, you see, huge mountains, unbelievable, due to personal karma, so huge, and then the next is so tiny. And So, that's, see. So the so the sufferings, so the majority of the suffering first, the heaviest suffering of that. Then they go to look for food, you see. And so the like a very old person, you know, walking, you see, very heavy to carry the body, you see, so lost power of the body, you see. So difficult. So like that, unbelievable suffering to walk. And then there's a common guardians, you know, yamas in the road, in the path. So they block them to go to find food. And so they see very far. There's a waterfall, or there's water there, or something they see from very far. So at least, so finally, after so long, you know, they get there. When they reach there, that's very successful, able to reach there, you know, after all this. Then, you know, with all this tiredness, all this, you know, obstacles, the kamikaze, the blocks and all that, then so heavy, difficult, you know, to walk away, carrying the body, the nature, see, like the example of the old man is very difficult to the body becomes so many problems here. So anyway, finally if you reach there, there's no water after so long. And when you reach there, there's no water, nothing dry. Or the water filled with lots of dirt, you know, mud or garbage, you know, there's the past blood, you know, like that, you see, total change, you know, that. So then, so much disappointment, unbelievable disappointment, tiredness, exhaustion, disappointment, unbelievable. That. So then you see the there's pratas who kala membrana, the flames coming from the mouth. Flames coming from the mouth, you see. That I don't know what you see here, but in India, Baksa, where I live 8 years, where 1,500, you know, who wanted to continue study, so they that place. So you see night time in the forest. So night time you see monks in the courtyard outside of the place where they debate, do prayer and debate, you see, the philosophy. So the night time you see in the forest, in the mountains, you see many the flames going this way or that way, you see. And then one time, I'm not sure what that's the same or not, but when I was traveling night time, so there was a light, there around the tree. So you might meet somebody there, but then when you reach that tree, the light is around the tree and went a little bit back forth, so you don't see anything. So that. So that's quite common, the flames night time. quite few flames you see in forest, the ground. I think I think sometimes you see them also on the ground. So anyway, so there's one type of preta with this. So the then there's even much more suffering preta, that is who has a, so they you know, the general preta, their mouth is like the needle of the eye, so tiny, the mouth is so tiny. Berry is unbelievable, huge, the mountain. Then they say, like needle of the eye, like the eye needle, you know, the mouth. So, so difficult to go through, and if you do find some food or something, it's difficult to go through, you see. Then even some, for some brothers, those who are even much more suffering, that is the one whose throat is knotted up. Knotted up, you see, two times, three times, it's more like that, you see, knotted up. So even a drop went inside. even tiny drop, even case went inside, in difficult to reach in stomach, which they, all this knot, just unimaginable, you see. So, at least even if it went, in case even it went, then you see, when the stomach burns, you know, like you put a kerosene and put a mattress and it burns, so it becomes only suffering. So, that. So these are the most heavy suffering patterns, towards the neck knotted up, you see. So that, so, so the general suffering like that, in particular suffering is the food obscuration. Then outer obscuration, food obscuration, inner obscuration like that. Inner obscuration is it doesn't go inside. You see, it cannot go, and even when it's a problem, so, you know, suffering. You see, so much. So things like that. Maybe outer obscuration, you know, this, you know, blocking, you see, to get the food, you know, many obstacles to get the food. Then, you know, food obscuration, the food doesn't, when you reach there, so the food disappeared, you see. So the drink disappeared, the drink all became passing blood or mass. So that, you see. So, most unbearable suffering they have. So therefore, Buddha is so kind, so compassionate, made this, see, Buddha taught these methods how to help them. So there's a special mantra. This mantra is unbelievable, you know, wish feeling, you know, for them, you know, unbelievable. So the mantra has that power. So you chant mantra, you make the water cherry to them. So yourself, you see, compassion Buddha, so generous, you see, that with the meditation, then you, so that's the practice, you see. Supposed to do, like that, you see. So then, Japan generates the hand, you see, the water, nectar flow down. And you chant this mantra, the mantra has power that they receive nectar, you see. So, they're able to get what are the obstacles you're able to get, and able to drink, and they purify the karma. And the karma, see. Then they cause them to have higher birth, to stop this suffering, and not only that, stop the rebirth and get a higher birth, you see. So that's an unbelievable, see, gift for them. Get a higher birth. So from that, change from that. You free them from those unbelievable heavy suffering. So, I mean, for us, in the first, the, say, even to do fasting for Dharma practice, for purify your Nikama, quite extensive merits, you know, you know, for to, yeah, to achieve liberation, you see, to achieve enlightenment, you see, to, to fast, you see, to not eat food and drink, you see, like meanness, or that's very high, but to, I mean, even just 2 days, I mean, the newness, the vegetables, the first was one meal, you know, second is nothing, no drink, no food, no drink, nothing, just one day, nothing. So, even that, you know, it's for happiness, for ultimate happiness, to achieve liberation from samsara, and then for enlightenment for sentient beings. Now this one, you see, this, the same body, you know, drinking, even this one day or whatever. So, that for the happiness of all sentient beings, for the happiness of, you see, the numberless hell beings, hunger grows, animals, hunger grows, numberless hunger grows, numberless human beings, surasura, invincible, all the numberless sentient beings, freedom from all suffering causes, and bring them to enlightenment. So it's for that. See, the main goal of Nyungne, doing practice of Nyungne, the conventional Buddhas, you see, 2 days, the retreat, which involves fast, you see. I mean, that, I suppose there's one meal, you know, that you can drink. The one, the second day, you can't drink, maybe not water, you don't drink water. And some lamas or some people, then they don't even swallow this, swallow the speech, the correct. They collect the bottle and they all those, even the spit, you know, the throat. You see, you don't swear as well. Some people do that better as well. Anyway, so this is a, you know, not to purify, you know, all your past nikamas. the nirkamas, the cause to reborn the long realms. The numberless nirkamas collected from beginners of the birth to purify, you see. To, you know, there was causes to experience, to reborn long realms and experience those most unbearable those sufferings, see. So that, you know, but a very fine way. Even to benefit from sentient beings, you know, it's fine, very difficult to do this practice. So anyway, you know, to in one day to live without drink, without eating, you see, find the heart, you know, and that, even for Dharma practice, even, you know, so only which is only benefiting to purify your. You see, unbelievable. They pass so much nikama, get purified. So that you don't have to experience the lower realm, you know, sufferings, those most unbearable sufferings. So many eons of those nikamas. So if you do one time nyungne, the conversion for the 2 days of nyungne, then you see 50,000 general benefit is the 50,000 eons of nikama get purified. 2,000 years, you know, indeed to be born law, real and suffer, and hell, hunger, and all the most unbearable suffer. So get purified, see. But of course, not just that, it all depends on how you do Nyungne. So if you do strong loving kindness compassion towards sentient beings, you know, so you see, bodhicitta like that, and it's unbelievable, even much more than that. So there's a recitation of Mani Padme Hum. You see the most powerful means the skies of merit you collect, limited skies of merit you collect, and it's just amazing, powerful purification. You see. So just about that. Then they're taking the admired persons. You know, that's another unbelievable, powerful, that makes life unbelievable, rich, meaningful, see. So unbelievable benefit for sentient beings. For number of sentient beings, because you treat this admired person with that motivation with the jitta, so benefit to every and number of things, helpers, animals, human beings, so everybody, you see, including your enemy, not a friend, you understand? So it benefits everybody. So then benefit so much in this world, this world where you are, and the country where you are, so much benefit. So much benefit for the economic. And you see, if you live in the Val, there's so much benefit to the country, you see. There are rains to come right time, and then the things grow well, no animals eating, or the this is so much rain destroyed them without this. So, you see, everything goes smoothly, fruitful, see. So, you know, people have plenty of food, you see. How you it helps so much economic, you know, that, and, so the so much benefit, you see. So the so since I'm talking here, wait, so I take opportunity. So and that happened there, you see, four harmonies, it's called Tumba Bunshi, four harmonies brotherhood, so four animals. So one is the first one, the elephant, then next one is the monkey, then the top the rabbit, other one is the bird. So the four harmonies brotherhood. Okay. So long time ago there, must be in India, I think. So there's one country there, unbelievable, the economic development, you see. So, plenty of food, everything, all the crops grow well, so much, you know, and the rains come right time, and so, you see, made life so easy. You know, so people in the country. So then the king told, I did, because me, I did. And the minister said, I did. So many people think, I did, you see. Each person thought, I did. So then they all go together. So everybody think, I did. Because of me, you see. So then one minister suggested, go in the forest. Ask the sage. So they all went to the sage, to meet the sage. And the sage said, it's none of yours. The development is, you see, none of yours. It's because of the four harmonious, you know, brother live in the, see, my friend. These four animals live in the jungles. The elephant live in the five hours, and they spread to other animals. And then the monkey live 5 hours, spread to teach others monkeys. Then the rabbit also live in 5 hours and spread to other rabbits. And then the bird also live in 5 hours and spread, you see, to other birds, you know, teach, cause many others to really practice the 5 labors, you see, the 5 persons. So, because of that, then you see, there's so much development, the economic development, you see, that happened. So, say the sage who, the clairvoyant, you see, explained that. So what happened was, I think the bird is the embodiment of Buddha. Those are the Buddha's attendants. See, Ananda is one. The Ananda. So, Ananda, was attended Ananda. Then, Nyoko, one is attended called Nyoko. So, I don't remember the names, you see. The, so, I don't remember the names exactly. So, so that. So, the in form of animals, then they see, teach other animals the five levels, you see. So that, so the, so the country really developed, you see that. So, and also not only that, respect each other. The younger they respect the elder ones, you see. So each of those spread out this one as well, you know. Respect each other, you see. Like that, you see. So that's respecting each other. So this, that is a part of, you see. So, that is part of, say, say, good conduct, you see. Say, that what, that's what, that benefits, you see, brings peace, harmony, you know, so many good things from that, you see. Respect each other, you see. So anyway, as well as that, so, the how do I say, references, you know. But actually, you know, you come to know from the vows, from each of the vows, you come to know the effect, what, you know, see, what comes out, you see, from each of the vows, you come to know, you see. So like that, say, so be, so now go, go back, say. So, so basically, you see, some very, very unique karma. The muzzleness, you know, attachment, muzzleness, you see, the, not practicing giving to others, generosity, not practicing generosity, you see. So, so much stingy as a result of that. So, so they will see. So, so the the here, yeah, first the first water, that's for general purpose. Then there's the second water, that's for the most suffering, flames coming out for them. Kala Mimbarma, the water charity for them. Third is for the most suffering, with the tooth knots, you know, suffering for them. So, so we don't see, but those people who can see, it's like a forest. You know, the hungry ghost is a number of hungry ghosts. Human being, number of human beings, nothing, you know, nothing. So the, how much they have those beings, so like a forest, you see. So it's just unimaginable number. So so the so it has a it has so unbelievable, tremendous unbelievable, you see, benefits, you know. So it helps helps the unbelievable number of them, you see. So like that. So there's also different mantras. Those mantras, Buddha's compassion, you see. The Buddha has 10 power and unconceivable qualities, so the Buddha can make a mantra which has all the power so easy to say. They can see that they can find a drink, food, and you see. So the one, the other part is the food. There are three types of food I gave. So, so for them, I give just, even you give just, if you don't have, even you don't have food, have a, say, I think some monasteries, some I saw maybe, maybe Chinese monasteries, in the bowl, in the small bowl, few grains or something like that. Anyway, however, even what you give is very small, but you see, this mantra makes them to see, like a city, you see, like ocean or city, the drinks are like ocean, you see. It's unbelievable. The mantra has that power to for them to see, not only to find food, but so much, you see. So, unbelievable benefit for them. Incredible, you see. So that's it. Now, Sister. So. So it's good to learn these things. This is what you can do, what you can benefit so much, unbelievable. So much what you can benefit to them, because those different beings, unbelievable, suffering. Compared to the human being, nothing. Suffering is nothing. So this is a very simple practice. It's just you know, the mantra, just is nothing. So, but benefits, like the ocean, you see, like what they get is, you know, unbelievable. So, very, very good. So, say, due to Buddha's compassion, you know, the kindness of compassion, so that, that, so, that's so easy to, you know, to help. Okay? The thing is, the vast drink of oceans, you know, and the food of everything. So, I stop. So, After food, maybe we'll go. I don't know. Maybe we'll go for a walk from here to a plaza. They come back tomorrow. Anyway, with me, since we are going through some topics on emptiness meditation, what happened? Normally, the subject comes at the very end of the Lamrim teaching, you know, but Lamrim Chimala, that you know, 1 month teaching, and then only at the end it comes, you see, the subject, you see. But here I think I become crazy. So the very last teaching be the first teaching. So that. That's it. Yeah. So there are many practices like this, but very good, very simple, but unbelievable. So it's good for you to go. Making charity to general practice, you know, and that. Then making charity to one pratha, that friend from out. Making charity to the image, far more greater merit, far more greater merit than making charity to all the general prathas. Now, giving one drop of water to the pratha who has not, you see, did not love, you see, giving one drop of water, they can receive one drop of water, you see, by the mantras. So the benefit is merit, what you collect is unbelievable. Then make a charity water to all the persons who have flames come from the so that in merit was. But that isn't why I'm doing the water. Merit wasn't the, that's not my main focus. My main focus is this unbelievable suffering. So that's the main reason. That's okay. So thank you. Yeah.